podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
So came out by your speakers.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
What's the story this week? Am I fucking your woman? I'm fucked up on a hot sleep pill. He said, she said, This is Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight are the gentlemen from Trainwrecked who are laughing at me, but you can't see them right now. This show, if you haven't tuned into it before, basically spotlights bands that are from Pennsylvania that play rock, metal, and anything in between. And I'm going to go ahead and bring those gentlemen up on the screen with me.
Here we are. Thanks for having us, Bill.
Hey, you're what's welcome. Going on?
See, that's what happens when I do it when it's time for bed.
right.
Yeah.
So I did forget to mention that you can hear us on buildthescene.com/radio, altrockradio.ca in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, rudururadio.com on the beaches of San Diego, California, megarockradio.net and 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, xrpradio.co.uk in Birmingham, United Kingdom. And if anyone else is interested in simulcasting the show, drop me a line. So I didn't even tell you guys that part of the show. We're internationally.
Beautiful. Love it.
We all knew it was coming.
That's right.
All right, so we're going to start off with a cliche question just to get you warmed up. The name Trainwrecked. How did you guys come up with that?
Would John take the lead on that?
Yeah, that was my idea. So Eamon and I, we started this band, just two of us in my garage. And once we kind of formed into a band, we'd come up with a name, right? And we wanted something that was kind of catchy, but not used. And also a little backstory. A lot of our lyrics and our experiences are about drug addiction and depression and just struggles. And in my opinion, my life at one point was very much a wreck. I've been described as a train wreck, but I'm past that now. So I kind of suggested the name Train Wrecked, past tense, once a train wreck. And it just kind of stuck and we rolled with it.
Yeah. Cool. So it started off as the name of the first song that we wrote together and then became the name of the band. So yeah, it definitely fits. It fits the vibe of the band. It fits the vibe of the lyrics, the sound. And yeah, like you said, John, no other band has that name. So
right.
All right, enough of the easy questions. You ready? All right. So there's a epidemic or a apocalyptic event, we'll say. You know, we're really reaching there. And most of the humans on Earth are wiped out. There's a handful of humans left. Somehow that same apocalyptic event takes out all but one song from every band ever. Which train wrecked song should survive that apocalypse and help repopulate the Earth?
I think we're all going to have the same answer, right?
Yeah. It's definitely failure.
Failure, for sure.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
For sure.
And failure is going to be our first single that we drop. That's in the process right now. It's recorded. We're just getting it professionally mixed and mastered, and that should be in everybody's ears very soon. Here, hopefully within a month, I would say.
That's the goal.
Hopefully,
but
soon.
Yeah. I would definitely say that song represents us right now. I think it's, you know, down the line, it's going to be a sing-along and one that keeps people bouncing and moving around in the pit.
For right, sure.
That bouncing thing is important with that question, I think.
It is.
By the way, when you guys go back and watch this video, watch all your faces when I get to the end of the question. Okay, so you're leaving a gig. You're walking down the street to put your equipment back in your cars or van or however you got there. And you walk past the DeLorean with its door open and a flux capacitor and nobody around. So clearly you're going to get in and you're going to go and hang out with a band at some point in history. So what band are you going to go hang out with?
Jeez.
Easy one. Pantera. I would go and hang out with Dimebag and Vinny, you know, just because that's not an option. And huge influence on me. Huge partiers. huge influence to the metal genre. Easy answer for me, Pantera.
All right. Rush, personally.
Rush is a great answer.
Yeah. Mm. All right, since we're going back in time, and I'm just going to assume that we're talking about dead guys, I would say Linkin Park with Chester Bennington.
Ooh, yeah, nice. On that one, I changed my answer.
Yeah, you know what? Neil Peart is like super socially anxious too, so he wouldn't want to hang out even. If
so stick, be bothered stick with Linkin Park. Chester was awesome.
He yeah, he'd have fit right in. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, if I go back, definitely. I mean, the obvious answer for me, at least, would be Slipknot. I mean, just Paul Gray and Joey Jordison are such influences on me. Very sad I could never meet them. I got into them as soon as Paul Gray died. So it was weird getting into it, but I wish I could go back.
Sure. Solid answer, bro.
All right. So now you have a chance to tell me someone that's alive. You're sitting on a bench, you know, kind of like in Forrest Gump. And while you're sitting there with your box of chocolates, your musical idol sits down beside you. Now, here's the caveat though, you're only allowed to ask one question. So who's gonna sit down beside you and what are you asking them?
Because
I told you the easy questions were over.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I actually already have my answer. I can take this one.
Please go ahead. Yeah.
And this is something I've already told all the guys. I'm not even necessarily proud of this guy being my idol. But Franz from Attila is got to be my ideal, like, just the style of songwriting that he does. Not even necessarily the lyrical content, but just the sound of it all. And my question would probably be, when did you know things were about to change for you? That would be my number one question.
That's a good one. I would definitely I would like to bump into Kerry King from Slayer on a bench. You know, honestly, I can't think of anything to ask him, but I would definitely just thank him for the music and thank him for his impact on me and metal.
Man, I've got a few. Let's hear it out.
Probably Steve Harris.
And oh, good one.
Probably just ask him how the heck he moves his finger so fast, because my God, he does everything. And it's just insane, everything he does.
Yeah.
So one of my biggest musical influences, especially early on, like Alec mentioned, was Joey Jordison, for sure. So I was kind of between him and Chris Adler, and I don't know what I'd ask Joey, but I know he's had a lot of struggles. He obviously, I mean, that's why he's not in the band. You know, he struggled with addiction and problems in relationships and things like that. And maybe I'd like to pick his brain, not on a musical level, but more on a personal level, just to see how he got through, what he did, how he's doing it. You know, those kinds of things.
Well, it's too late for that now, but
yeah,
I guess you'd have to go the Chris Adler route then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you did say alive. My bad.
Well, we do have a DeLorean.
Yeah, that's right. That sucker going 88 miles an hour. We're golden.
I'm going back to fix all my stupid decisions, man.
You'd be surprised how many times I get to say that line in the show. We do have a DeLorean.
Right.
All right, so you guys get your first major tour, and for some reason you agree to let me drive. Don't do that. And we're out on tour and we're driving in between each stop. What is the soundtrack of our trip going to be?
I would debated say a good mix
constantly.
Debated, but I would say definitely a good mix. You know, like Caleb and Alec, you guys like some hip hop. We all like different styles of metal. Even though we have a lot of common ground, we all appreciate different styles of metal. You know, some of us are Pink Floyd fans, some of us are classic rock fans. I think it would be a good mix. I would hope so, at least. I wouldn't want to listen to just Meshuggah the whole time, even though I love them. You know,
don't stop leaving on there.
Listen, Channel 40, liquid metal. I mean,
you can't go wrong.
It's a good mix.
Yeah, but I think a good mix.
Agreed. Agreed.
As long as there's a couple new metal songs.
And Alec, like you said, some good sing-alongs too, so everybody can, you know, sing along on the road trip.
For sure.
When I have a chance, we're going to listen to some of those stations that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And maybe you will get to hear Trainwrecked on there soon. See how it's stuck out in there.
Very soon.
All right. So you're standing at the crossroads, like Robert Johnson did how many years ago, waiting for the devil to show up. Why are you there? What are you going to sell your soul for musically?
I mean, same thing. I'm no shredder. You know, I'm a riff writer and a songwriter and rhythm player. So, yeah, I would sell my soul to be able to absolutely just blistering shred for sure.
Yeah, bass strings. I mean, those are expensive these days, like $45. I mean, please, God, just shut up. I mean, come on. It's just, that's too much.
That's a good one. I would have to say, I would probably have too many questions about like the actual deal of the matter. Eternity we're talking about, like, what am I really getting out of this? Can I just, like, you know, debate with you for a minute? And that's the problem. I'd probably never get that amazing gift or talent because I'd be too busy worried about the outcome being not what I wanted.
I suppose. I'd want the fastest feet, man. That's what I'm asking for.
Yeah.
That's not something I've ever really trained. I've always worked on technical stuff and groovy stuff, and never shredded with my feet like Eamon. You know, I go for the groove rather than the high speed. You know,
that question sometimes trips bands up. You guys handled that one well. All right, so. Kiss has played in the ocean to the sharks. Metallica has played in Antarctica. What non-traditional venue would you like to play at?
Space.
Area 51 or space.
Space. Bro. Yeah.
I like it.
Spaceship, like it. Zero gravity.
For sure. Submarine show. How about that?
Submarine.
Out of the moon. And...
So like here, man.
Broadcasting from the moon would be pretty dope. Not gonna lie.
Maybe more realistically, I'd like to play on top of like one of the, you know, buildings in Pittsburgh.
That'd
get
be
up,
cool.
Just get up there, you know.
Right on the Highmark building.
Maybe with permission, without, who knows? Maybe we'll get some media coverage out of it. You heard it here first.
Parachute off, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know, like, out of it.
All right, so I have this question. I call it the official build this scene question because I ask it on like all three shows that I do. And bear with me while I explain it. Don't, you know, because I get some faces at the beginning. Who is your Dave Grohl? In other words, what band would you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their originals?
Oh. I mean, I feel like we could probably do a couple of Lamb of God tracks without preparation, bro. We jump right up there and be like, come on.
I totally agree. I would say Lamb of God for sure. If Willie Adler passed out during their encore, I could hop on stage and finish their set out.
I can, you know.
And I did the same on the kit right with you, bro.
Yeah. Same with Randy. It's just a matter of whether or not I remember to take that breath before the long scream. So.
This is, keep in mind, I'm going to say it's new, relatively new question for the show.
Okay.
But I've also been doing the show for almost 18 years at this point, so new is relative. Best pizza you've ever had because you were in a band, whether it was on your way to a show, at a show, or on your way home.
Oh,
interesting.
I actually remember a night we were in Morgantown at 123 Pleasant Street back in the day, which is where we're headed back to here shortly in March. Just checks out there. But yeah, there was a place called Bent Willie's. So it was right up the street. From 123 Pleasant Street Bar has.
Is that on High Street?
Yes. Yeah. And there's a pizza place. And I remember walking in there, and there was a kid who had just been at our show, who was now working at the pizza place, and threw a whole pizza together for us for free, and then got us some free drinks. It was a pretty cool evening, but yeah.
I have a High Street story, but that's what for when the show's over.
Fair enough. Now I'm very interested.
It's not. There is no way that you would ever guess what I'm going to tell you.
Interesting. John.
So it's funny enough. Mine's super recent and from train wrecked. We were down on the south side. I think the Casey's, not the most recent one, but the one prior to that one. Dough Bar. There's this place called Dough Bar across the street. Dude, that pizza was fire. Unbelievably good. Unbelievably good. So, yeah, shout out to them. Killing it over there.
I would say I got some Spack Brothers pizza one time. They were serving pizza like in a food truck outside of a gig that I played in an old band one time. And they, you know, they gave some to the bands for free. And, yeah, shout out Spack Brothers. Great pie.
Yeah, dude.
We went to my first show with you guys at Helltown. Harry's Pizza, little joint in Houston, but very salt pizza there. Sicilian to die for.
No kidding. Nice.
Nice, dude. Nice. Eamon, was your place out in Jersey?
No, that's in Pittsburgh, man. Spack Brothers. Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah.
Nice, dude. Sweet.
So Crash Army just joined us down in the corners. Those are pictures that I did take of them, but not the night that I saw you guys.
Oh, what's up, boys? Yeah, we love those guys. Good modern grunge band. Love it.
Yeah, dude.
I am at that show. I heard probably the coolest thing I ever heard. So clearly the other bands that were there were metal bands, and
yeah.
Crash Army was a little worried about the reaction they were going to get. And I was standing next to two guys in out in front of the stage, and they were talking about the show afterwards, and they're like, man, I never thought that I would hear new 90s pop punk kind of music come out.
Yeah.
And one guy goes, he's like, yeah, it really wasn't my thing. And the other guy goes, I kind of liked it. So I told them, I was like, I think that's a win.
Right, sure. There were plenty of metal fans who enjoyed them thoroughly. Yeah, there's, you know, it's an easy crossover to be into metal and 90s rock like that too.
Fun fact, my last band before this one was a 90s alt cover band, so he's not wrong.
This one we'll do the individual thing again. But it's going to be a longer answer doing it that way. If you could build a band from the local scene to manage, not to be in, who would you put in the band and what would they play? What genre?
Interesting.
So local?
What was that?
You said local?
Yeah, local, yep. Right?
Gotcha.
I mean, I would put your boy Brandon from Cutting Ties on drums for sure. He's an absolute monster, total metronome. I'd probably put Louis from Riparian on guitar. Maybe Gavin from Wind Chimes on vocals. I mean, I'm not playing, but I would put my boy Alec on bass any day. dude's an absolute monster. Put him on bass. And, yeah, I mean, with that lineup, those cats could play anything from hardcore, death metal, anything heavy.
I'm going to manage Eamon. I'm going to manage Eamon's band.
All right, he's going to join Eamon on stage.
It's a tough one.
You got nothing.
These guys right here.
That's it. You're looking at us, man.
I would start mine from the ground up. Shout out to Alec on drums.
Okay,
I would put you right on the kit real quick. And then I would probably pick up, I don't remember the guy's name, bassist from Uzkos, though. Guy puts on a heck of a show. He's a lot of fun to watch. I'd like to, but then also Gabe Mangold, who's now with Enterprise Earth from Pittsburgh. Guy freaking shreds. He writes. He's very, you know, aware of the structure of songs and how to write. And then just being the narcissist that I am, I totally do vocals. Maybe John with me on vocals, but
you can't be in a band. You got to put John on.
All right, yeah, that's it. That's it.
You can do a guest spot every once in a while.
That's all I need.
Good. Well, hey, that's a little prequel. I mean, we might be seeing some stuff with me on vocals, Alex on drums, and Evan on guitar. So we'll see.
There used to be a band called Bum. B-U-M with periods. It stood for Bruce, Utah, and Marty. Are you guys familiar with 97.7's The Grassroots Show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of it, yeah.
So it's a 97.7 out of Butler, Pennsylvania, and they do they play local rock, and sometimes that music also gets into the mainstream rotation during the rest of the week. But Utah is one of the hosts, and his company sponsors it. But the band was called Bum, and they would change instruments like multiple times while they were on stage. Like,
cool.
It was like, it was like, I'm not going to use the, it was like a fire drill.
Right. Yeah, that term. Yeah.
And like, in between songs, they just like run around the stage and hand each other different instruments, and it was really cool.
Awesome. Yeah, so you know what? I mean, maybe not to the same capacity that those guys were doing it, but you might see Trainwreck doing something very similar to that pretty soon here too.
Yeah, you are.
Come see some shows, guys.
Yeah, you know, Metallica did it. I've seen Gojira do it. You know, it's totally feasible to do for one song or two. Yeah.
The first time I saw them do it, like, Utah sat down into drums. I was like, what?
What's going on here? Yeah.
I've known him for years and never saw him play the drums.
That's cool.
All right. So let me think. Let's do another cliche question.
Fire away.
A minor break. Where can people find you guys online? So that they can find things like upcoming shows and when that song is released. And
sure. Yeah.
Talk to that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right now, you know, just Facebook and Instagram. Yep. There it is right there. Trainwreck PA on Facebook, Trainwreck PGH on Instagram. We got a lot of shows coming up. We're posting them all on there. And yeah, of course, you know, we're posting all the news from the band. We'll have the single news on there soon. And yeah, you know, like I said, once that single is ready to be released, it's going to be on every platform that you can listen to music on.
And you should make sure you let me know, and we'll
absolutely will. We'll, yeah, I've had that link saved. I definitely want to submit that to your station once we have
play it on station, and then on the show, then it goes on all those other stations too.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate it.
Let's see. All right, so not necessarily in this band, since you guys are relatively new, but I want to hear a story about a time you were embarrassed on stage, but not something that you did, something that someone else did in the band that embarrassed you.
Man, I'll say straight up, our first show, our old vocalist said right off the bat before we started our set at Millville Music Festival, "What's up, guys? We're Trainwrecked. We're a Britney Spears cover band." And
Amon started looking for a new vocalist.
You know, it definitely embarrassed me, but it certainly angered me. And you know, this was something that we joked about a lot afterwards. But at the moment, I gave him a death glare, and everyone in the crowd and in the room felt the tension there. So yeah,
I thought it was awesome.
That's certainly certainly an answer for that question from this band.
I would say it, not with this band, but with my old band, Cognition. These guys are musically talented, very, very musically talented, but they, you know, used to party a little bit too hard before going on stage at times, and just the times where like one of the guys would forget the next part and it just goes silent and they just look around like a deer in the headlights, and it's like, oh, this sucks. This is not fun. This isn't, yeah. not happened yet with these guys. It's been pretty smooth so far. So
my 90s alternative rock cover band, the last show that we played, it was for a benefit, and it was friends of mine that I agreed to put on some music, and he no called, no showed until 30 minutes before the show and said he wasn't coming. That's the guitarist and singer. So,
Yeah.
So I had set up all my equipment and stuff. You know, I was ready to roll and I had extra microphones. And I'd actually brought my acoustic guitar because I was going to maybe play something. And just so happened a guy in the crowd knew a bunch of 90s songs. He sang and played guitar and I played drums and we had fun anyway. So it worked out.
Cool.
Yeah, we lucked out big time. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, this is my first band, so I don't really have any stories.
And he plays every set flawlessly, so he's got
I think the first night we played together, I almost got impaled by Alex. That would have been
it happens. I apologize, but it might happen.
I'm completely blanking on that band's name now. Fist Fight in the Parking Lot, which is Abby from the X. Was in that band.
Oh, yeah.
And Chris Ruane, they call him Rue Dog. He works at In Stuff Music, and okay. There's a couple other people, but really good band, kind of sludgy. I asked them this exact same question, and every single person in the band told a different story about Rue Dog.
That's great.
It felt bad because it was like they attacked them.
Yeah. That's probably going to be me in this band. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Interview us again in a year and we'll have plenty of Caleb stories.
Yeah, sure.
Let's go one more question. And well, let's do two more. One more PA rock show style, one more sure. Easy one.
Sure.
So the easy one, you guys mentioned a March show. You want to throw out some show dates?
Yeah, man. I'll throw out a bunch of show dates because there's not just one March show.
It is packed for March. We are
six so far, right?
Yes, we have six in March. So we got March 4th at 123 Pleasant Street in Morgantown. We got March 11th at the Southside VFW late night show.
412 music from the 412.
Yeah, you got it. We'll be there.
I kind of do that website.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah, we're real excited for that one. First time playing there. And then 2 days later, the 13th, we're playing Green Beacon Gallery in Greensburg, a bunch of metal bands. 319, we're going back to the Southside VFW to play Possum Fest to benefit for the Humane Animal Rescue Wildlife Rehab. A bunch of heavy bands. 325 and 326, we're playing back-to-back shows at Casey's in Southside. 26 is going to be with a tour package. That's with Autumn Lies Buried and Until the Dead Walk. And that's all of our stuff for March. So we got six shows. You know, we're just trying to play anywhere and everywhere, anywhere that'll take us.
All right. So this question, I dubbed the Diesel Beast question. It's a band from Denton, Texas, which was on the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Cool.
Because three questions in the song didn't exist then. But they were the first band I asked this question, and their answer so far has not been topped. I will tell you their answer after you answer.
Okay.
So you can play anywhere in the world. It does not have to be a traditional venue. And you can open with any musician or band from the history of the world. Where are you playing and who are you opening for?
I would play in the Sistine Chapel in Rome, and I would have Slayer play with me.
Of course. I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, shit. Jesus.
Are we all answering this one?
This is a tough one, man.
Okay, let me think.
There's so many places.
I'm going to play some of the band now.
I'm overthinking.
So, what's that big statue in Rio? Eamon, you probably know this.
The Jesus statue? Yeah.
Yeah, the big statue.
I can't think of the name of it, but yeah.
Yeah, that seems like an awesome place to host a venue, man.
That'd be cool.
And I don't know. I would probably just default to some of my idols, man. Lamb of God.
Yeah.
You know? Opening for them right there. That feels pretty epic. For real.
I would have to say probably the rediscovered city of Atlantis. That would be a pretty freaking cool venue. And then the band that I would, man, that's the one that gets me. I would probably have to go with something like Shadow of Intent.
There you go.
We were talking about that earlier. John literally just like converted me for life to this band. I've been listening to him all day since we talked about what we talked about. I didn't realize what their lyrical content was in reference to. Look it up yourself, but it was like, it's awesome.
All right, hear me out on this one. This might be a bit iffy, but health hazard wise might not be a great idea. But Chernobyl, for System of a Down.
Nice. I like that.
That'd be cool.
That'd be dope.
So I also have a Down with the Sickness story to tell you now.
Okay.
But not right now.
Nice. All
right. So with that being said, the answer that they gave was they were going to play at Stonehenge with Dio.
That's killer, man.
You guys were...
That's so vanilla.
You're up there. Please. But what you have to realize is that I added... Maybe that's why Stonehenge is actually there, so you can bring Dio back.
Okay, yeah. That's what
it was
actually
kind
of solidifies that argument a whole lot more than I thought it would.
But you guys, I was getting a little worried. I was like, oh, I did that big wind-up, and they're going to kill it. real quick, Chris Thunderwolf Thoughts and just popped into the chat, if you guys see him over there. He owns Wolf's Customs. They do finishes on instruments. Their famous one is called Hollow Flash. It kind of, I do a terrible job of describing it, but it kind of looks like, you know, when oil mixes with water and you have like a shiny rainbow effect.
Yeah.
So it kind of looks like that. I'm going to work on that description, but that's the one I've been sticking with lately. And his wife, Raven, does custom paint jobs as well. You can check them out at wolfscustoms.online or check, you know, search them on Facebook. Or if you go to buildthescene.com/radio, they are listed as one of the radio station sponsors. And there are a bunch of sponsors listed over there this year. 10 of them. So you should go check them out.
Love it. Well, with a middle name of Thunderwolf, I trust that guy immediately.
And his wife's name is Raven.
Raven,
too,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong there.
Probably make fun of my Gentle Wolf gamer tag. It's DJ Gentle Wolf too, and I think that's
worse.
Rolling his eyes.
So just to clarify, they are both Native American. So,
oh, awesome.
Very cool, very cool.
Yeah, we'll definitely be checking that out. Very cool.
All right. With that said, you guys hang out because I'll tell you those two stories, and everyone else. As you hear the rest of the show, you're going to hear some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. When you hear John, the American Hilljack Lane, talk to you about leaving comments and subscribing and all that kind of stuff, you'll know that the show has ended. But that doesn't mean that you should stop listening to the station that you are on. The stations are supporting unsigned and independent music, and you might hear your next favorite band. My name has been Bill. This is episode 606 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. I want to thank Trainwreck for hanging out with me.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And make sure you check us out on each and every Friday. And I mentioned the other two shows. Friendly Fire will be live at 3 p.m. on xrpradio.co.uk next Saturday, the 26th of February. That one has a floating date, so you have to pay attention. And then Three Questions in a Song is on the 1st and 15th of each month. Find all of those at buildthescene.com. And make sure you check out firstangelmedia.com.
queue. No need for instruction, you know what to do. Go!
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.